العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد Monday, 8th of May, 2000. We digressed last time to discuss about angels, but today we continue Surah Al-Baqarah. Because this is only one session before we break for Rosh Hashanah. And after we resume, after Rosh Hashanah is when we may think of starting the series we were talking about last time. Of death and what happens after death and during death from the Quran. But as I was browsing, or rather reciting Surah Al-Baqarah up to where we had ended, just when I thought it was still the, I can't say boring stuff, but I said nothing exciting about Banu Israel, I came across this verse that we have to do next, which is so interesting. And so many points have come up. Just one verse. So that particular verse may take the whole session of today. And that is verse 124 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال أحد الظالمون لا ينال أحد الظالمين sorry it's a very serious error by saying ظالمون right you know in the Holy Quran there are verses that if you change the fatha to dhumma and dhumma to fatha you change the meaning if I'm not mistaken I had read somewhere that there are seven such verses in the Holy Quran where instead of Dhamma you read Fatha, you are changing the fa'il and the maf'ul, the subject and the object. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ If you say يَخْشَ اللَّهُ, then it means it is Allah who is frightened of his worshippers. Similarly, in this particular verse, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ The fa'il, إِذِ ابْتَلَى, ابْتَلَى is to examine, to test. Right? Idh, you remember the word idh. I had discussed this sometime back. Idh is to remind you. Remind the Holy Prophet saying, remember the time when Ibrahim was examined by his Lord. Right? Now if you say Ibrahimu Rabbahu, that means Ibrahim examined his Lord. That is how significant. Sometimes when we wonder that are these mistakes in inflections important or not, they are very important. Because the fa'al, the person performing the fa'al, the action, subject, always has a dhamma and the object has a fatha. And that is why when I said, la yanalu ahdi dhalimun, I made a mistake. Dhalimun would make it the dhamma and dhalimun would be the subject. When in actual fact it is the object.
This fatha kisran, this Quran is there for our benefit. It wasn't there in the original times when they were writing. How would they distinguish?
It is very easy to distinguish from the concept. But how can you have someone examining his Lord?
In this particular point, but generally,
there
should be a matter between them where people find different meaning.
It takes less than split of a second to determine with whether this is qawaitu or qawaita, qultu or qulta from the context. Right? You know why I'm giving you that example, because it is qaf, lam and te. Right? Qultu means I said, qulta means you said. So, and misreading those things will take you off a tangent. That you develop that. I mean, as you learn Arabic, you know what this is straight away. Whether it is passive or active, whether it is first person or second person, it comes. So, I know it sounds very intriguing when you think of it, that how is it possible? But it is possible and it is done. It has been done, it is still being done, and it will always be done. This inflections, like you said, are for the benefit of non-Arabic people. And even many Arabs who still don't know the grammar of it. I mean, I can sit with an Arab and point errors in his own reading if he is reading without Fathah Kisra. Forget that, even with Fathah Kisra, you will find Arab cannot recite this prophet. So don't take it for granted just because he is Arabic and he understands Arabic that he can recite the Quran properly. No, that is not the case. Now, the concepts that crop up from this particular verse, right? And of course, the most interesting concept is Imam, Prophet Ibrahim being appointed as an Imam, right? These are the interesting things that come up. But let's start with the first concept. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى ابْتَلَى is bala, right? Prophet Ibrahim, during his lifetime, mind you, this verse, Allah was referring to a time at a later stage in the life of Prophet Ibrahim, right? Why? Can anybody tell me why? What is the evidence within this verse that proves that this particular reference that Allah is making is towards the end of Prophet Ibrahim's life, not the beginning?
Sorry?
Jesus.
Because he's talking about previous and earlier events.
No, because he's talking about offspring. He mentioned offspring.
Awesome. Because he mentions offsprings. And Prophet Ibrahim, we all know, the Quran says that Prophet Ibrahim's son did not have children until a very late age, when he already was a messenger. When he had angels coming to his house for dinner, that's when he was told that we have come to give you glad tidings that you will get a son. And his wife laughed and said, how can we have children when we are so old now? He said, this is Allah's doing. And not only one, you'll have two. Right? So all this happened at a later stage in his life. The very fact that Prophet Ibrahim asks for this same, when Allah says, إِنِّي جَعَيْلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا, I am going to make you an imam of the people. He asks immediately, and what about my offspring, my children? So that means he already had children.
Can it be a general term? Because if he was referring to someone specific, he might have asked, what about my sons?
Dhurriyati, as in my descendants.
No.
Right?
That
it may mean, but descendants, Jasudi, if he does not have children, where would the question of descendants come? Unless he had children. He does not mean, ke Imam, only my sons. He means sons and their descendants. Right? But the very fact that he had sons, he could think of descendants. Right? Now, Prophet Ibrahim had gone through several different difficult phases in his life. There was the question of his guardian or his uncle Azar worshipping idols, and Prophet Ibrahim was forced to disassociate himself from his own uncle who had brought him up, his own relatives, his own society. He had to do that. Then he had to migrate because they threatened to kill him, so he migrated. Then there was the question, when he did not have children, he had children at a late age. And when he had children at a late age, he had been commanded by Allah to slaughter his son. All these things were bala. And bala, yaad rahe magajma, ke bala itle, not the kind of bala that we understand, ke bala chhe, with a negative connotation here. Yeah? Bala literally in Arabic simply means a test. So, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. In fact, if you look at As-Saffat 106, you will see the same reference being made to the life of Prophet Ibrahim. Surah Saffat is Surah number 37. Yasin Pashin. No, sorry, there is no word of Bala in there.
Yeah, Bala Mubin.
Yeah, sorry. 106, see. Yeah. Inna hadha lahu al-bala'u al-mubin. Wa nadaynahu, 104 shurta ichi, wa nadaynahu an ya Ibrahim qad saddaqta ar-ru'ya inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin. Inna hadha lahu al-bala'u al-mubin. Right? So, wa idh ibtala is referring to the final, you know, the bala'u al-mubin. A clear bala is that part where Prophet Ibrahim had to slaughter his own son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he examined Ibrahim. He put Ibrahim alayhi salam to test. By what? Bi kalimatin fa'atammahum. Now what's the translation here? What is the translation?
With certain words.
With certain words. Fa'atammahunna. And he? So, this sense of fulfillment is referring to?
The test.
No, whatever, the test. But who has fulfilled them?
Ibrahim.
Has Allah fulfilled him or is Ibrahim fulfilled him?
Ibrahim.
Huh?
He none of us.
To politician, the English.
From the word, it can be both, right?
It can be both. It can be both, but I was always under the impression that apparently it refers to Prophet Ibrahim, that he fulfilled the test, that means he passed the test, right? But in actual fact, it is the opposite. Ayatullah Tabatabai says, عَلَى الظَّهْرِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him to test and perfected the test so that the product that comes up, it's a perfect product. So all the tests he has been through. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ إِتْلَى. There was not a single test where Prophet Ibrahim had been spared. Right? Nekalimat. This is interesting. What does kalimat mean? Kalimat literally means words. Right? But words are also. And you'll see the connection between this kalima and the word imam. Right, when we do imam, you'll see the connection. You get a strong connection shape between the word kalimat and the word imam. Kalima means qul, bul, right? And these tests that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was put through were sometimes like phases, stages of life, as we know, you know, all these things. And sometimes, which are not recorded in the Quran, some impromptu tests. Words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are literally His actions. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. Right? So, by the word بِكَلِمَاتٍ, we can't restrict it to words as we understand it. Words, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Him His words are actions, are deeds, are practical events that take place. So when Allah says bi kalimatin, He simply means that by things that He ordered to take place. And therefore it took place and Ibrahim, perfect. Ibrahim passed. You understand the hidden meaning behind kalimat? Ke kalimat Khuda na je shabd che e eno hukum che ne hukum che e kaam che sar salam ave enex extension ko Right, you find when Allah is asked about Isa alayhi salam, inna matala Isa inda rabbika ka matali And you will see the word of kalima there. إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. So that is the understanding of the word kalima. Kalima is a word. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, words are in actual fact his command that will initiate a chain of events, right? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts Ibrahim through a test using words, it doesn't mean it is verbal test. It means that he initiated a chain of events through which Prophet Ibrahim was put in order to examine his level of faith. We go on. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Right. I am making you an imam of the people. Right? An imam has been translated, I believe, I don't know, as a leader? Simple leader?
Imam.
Somebody, the translator has written the word imam. Right? And then bracket leader. Let's understand the concept of an imam. Who is an imam? And this, please, this is the verse that makes us understand that the imams are far, far superior than many prophets. In fact, we believe that apart from our holy prophet, our imams are superior to all prophets. Right? Now, why? Because they have been given the title imam. And it is here where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains here why an imam, who is an imam. And if we understand the story of Prophet Ibrahim and understand when and why he was appointed an imam, we will understand that this title of imam as granted by Allah to Prophet Ibrahim means that Prophet Ibrahim had surpassed so many stages before he became an imam. And therefore, the imam as appointed by the Holy Prophet, by Allah, through the Holy Prophet, as his successors, and all the 12 imams, as we know, are imams as per this terminology, imam in the Holy Quran. Now, when we talk of imams, we talk of verses Surah Al-Anbiya 73. 72, look at 72 and 73. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ. We are talking of who now? We are not talking of Ishaq, we are talking of
Ibrahim.
Ibrahim, Hassan. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ. So we gifted him with Ishaq. وَيَعْقُوبَ نَافِلَةً وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا صَالِحِينَ وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَإِقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءَ الزَّكَاةِ وَكَانُوا لَنَا عَابِدِينَ وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. And we made them imams, right? We made them imams doing what? Guiding. Is this just open guidance or there is a conditional guidance? It says يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. It is not al-hidayah. It is Yahduna bi Amrina, and this word Amr, gotta focus on this word Amr. Right? Wa awhayna ilayhim fi'la al-khayrat. Awhayna, you see, there is a difference. Awhayna ilayhim, that means we revealed unto them. Fi'la al-khayrat, we revealed unto them what? To do good deeds?
The doing of good deeds.
It is not doing of good deeds.
The doing of good deeds.
What do you understand by that? There is a difference between revelation to do certain things and the revelation of doing that.
Or the knowledge of it.
The ability, the inherent ability to do that. أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ. So the action itself was wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ that the imams did, right, was not something as we understand that we are told what to do and what not to do. This is a command, that is hidayah. But when it comes to hidayah bi amrina, that means hidayah is not just as from one party to another party, do this, this is good for you, don't do this, this is bad for you. No, it is that revelation that is that then builds up the person in such a way, how that person acts. So it is the action that is revealed inside. That is the difference. So when we talk of an imam, we don't talk of him acquiring an understanding to do good deeds. In him lies the inherent ability to do good things. Imam Jafar Sadiq al-Islam passed away. Imam Sahiji. We're talking of najasat and taharat. It says, how do you know instantly, okay, this is najis and this is taharat? How can you know instantly? And the imam replies, he says, we feel it immediately. We feel an aura. The imam says, the imam put the question that how would you feel if you had to wash your hands with your own urine? You would say, yuck, no, never. He says, that is how we feel when any najis thing is present. A person came to an imam with a glass of water, to give the imam a glass of water, and the imam said, I will not drink this water. You go and check the urn or the bowl in which the water is, there is a dead rat like that. How did the imam know? The imam has that ability to feel that, and that is وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَ. The أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ is not أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ أَنِفْعَلُوا, right, that do good deeds. It is أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَإِيتَاءَ الزَّكَاةِ وَإِقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ. There is no verb used, there is the action itself. And that is the status of an imam. As far as hidayat goes, general hidayat, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Tawbah, وَلَوْ لَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ الدِّينِ وَلِيُنْذِرُ قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِ. Right? The question of hidayat is entrusted onto everybody. An ordinary person, Surah Tawbah, it says that an ordinary person from a group of people go and study and come back and warn his people. Right? So that means the duty of guidance, the responsibility of guidance has been laid on the shoulders of everybody. Every believer is supposed to guide. Then, if you look at Qissa of Prophet Ibrahim, in Surah Ibrahim, Surah Ibrahim verse number 4 is the general rule of guidance, which says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيْنَ لَهُمْ فَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. This is the general guidance that a prophet is sent, a messenger is sent by Allah to guide people. But when it comes to يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ, Allah does not talk about a prophet given that status, huh? Allah does not talk of a messenger anywhere in the Holy Quran that he is granted the status of that inherent ability to do good deeds or revelation of good actions, as in this verse that we are looking at right now in Surah Al-Anbiya. So B.T. Bajushi, and I must find this verse because it's quite important. When Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, وَبَرَاءَتُ, that I disassociate myself with what you are worshipping, right? Surah Maryam 94. Let me just check that before you go on the wild goose chase like myself. This particular verse that I am looking for is a verse that says to Prophet Ibrahim, when he says, I disassociate myself from what you are worshipping, I am turning to my Lord who will guide me. Right? Now, the very fact that he has already expressed his bara'at from the idols shows that he's already been guided. He knows the right path. Yet he is seeking a special guidance from Allah. And that guidance is which takes him to attaining the status of Allah. The hidayah, the first stage of hidayah that he believes in only one Allah, is already proved by the fact that he doesn't want anything to do with idols. But then he says, my Lord will guide me. So that means that he has already reached his Lord. Now he wants more guidance. And it is that seeking of guidance that he searched for, he sought from Allah, that took him through all the stages up to the status of Imam. That's the verse I am looking for to show. Surah Zukhruf, which is Surah 43, verse number 26. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنِّي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ. Yeah, 26 and 27. Ibrahim. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينِ. He will guide me. And it is this guidance that Prophet Ibrahim was looking for. And that is why, you see, we got to understand, okay, we, as far as we are concerned, our level, we are at a very low level of guidance. Huh? We think we know the truth. We think we are on the true path. But we are very far from that absolute true path. The absolute true path is attaining proximity, attaining the status of these people who attain this status. By what? By understanding that whilst we are here, there is still another path that has to be taken. We only have to rise beyond where we are now. We have to rise. This is not enough. We want more. And that proximity that we can acquire, we can only acquire, right? That proximity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can acquire will take us to what is known as that hidayah. But she, ulama, you know, ulama is zahid jo hoy, alim jo hoy, je log koi daraja mein, once we get there, then we know, okay, nahi, we are on the path of guidance. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this again, we come to the word kalima. You see, when Allah talks of Imam, Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِ. Right? The key word, if you remember, I said, is Amr. يَهْدُونَ سَبِيلَنَا يَهْدُونَ إِلَيْنَا يَهْدُونَ. Just يَهْدُون should have been enough. But Allah qualifies this hidayah by saying, يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. Right? Now, بِأَمْرِنَا means that there is something in this Amr. Now again, I take you to the discussion we've had in the past of Amr. What is this Amr? إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. أَكُنْ سُجِدْ. What is كُنْ? كُنْ is a kind of existence. Right? كُنْ is a kind of existence which is وجود باطني. Fayakun, that is wujud dhahiri. Kun fayakun. Wujud tamikama shayla su existence. Batini atle internal, inherent, the core, the essence. Dhahiri atle external. When Allah says kun, the essence of the product that He wants, the creature that He wants, is already created. Just by Him saying kun. Fayakun is that now it takes an apparent form and it comes to life. Kya khudaya paida kirush. That is the Amr of Allah. That is how Allah creates things. We are not talking of creating the gradual phase of, you know, creation that we are looking at now. We are looking at that Amr, right? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates things by saying kun fayakun. Now by saying kun, simply by saying kun, does not mean it will get immediate existence. That immediate existence is the second stage of existence, which is the external appearance as we know it. The core and essence of existence happens with kun. And then fayakun is the apparent, the external.
Is this related to, we were talking about it a long time back, when Allah says, when it says in the Quran, Allah creates and then gives the creation its form. We were trying to understand what exactly that meant.
Which verse was that?
I can't remember. It's a long time ago.
وأحسن كل شيء خلقه له.
Even whenever
Rabbi was trying to explain who my Lord is to the wrong. Rabbul Akunsh. أحسن كل شيء خلقه ثم كان شيء. ما يفهم.
Ah.
He writes,
قال ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. That's the one that you're referring to, Alex.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the same.
No. Surah Taha, verse number 50.
That's the ayat, right? No, he wasn't about the ayat. We'll come across it, but...
But it probably means the same thing. Now that we understand the concept of creation, that Kun comes to core, the essence of the creature first. And via Kun, the apparent, the external appearance, right? So in between there are these stages, like you say, the mizan, the balance, the structure, right? وَأَحْسَنَ تَصْوِيرَ سُورَةً, the verse that says that even the form is the best of forms, right? But every aspect of the creation is by a command of Allah, and every chain of reactions, even in a gradual process, every chain of events that takes place is again by order of Allah, right? So it is kun fayakun is the secret, that first initiator. So this is how Allah created us, through that system, and it is a system that He created by saying kun fayakun. So, hidayat of the Imam, and there are two things here. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving hidayat to the Imam to make him up to the stage of an Imam. Like Prophet Ibrahim said, إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينِ. He will take me, He will guide me. That hidayat is different from the hidayat that we get from Imam Allah. What Allah gives, when Allah gives hidayat to His chosen ones, is that Allah takes them up to the end point. Isal ila al-matlubin. I remember we had discussed this very superficially then at that time, that He takes them, it's different, there are two different things. If you ask me, and I gave the same example, if you ask me how to get to the Istanbul station, I will give you directions. So you leave the station, you turn left, go down, this, you'll get to the station. I have guided you. But this is one kind of guidance. The other kind of guidance is that I take you together with me and I take you up to the station and say, here, this is Temu station. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides those people that He has chosen as Imam. Now we're not discussing why He chooses who He chooses. Right? Why He chose who He chooses. That is different. That is a different bahth altogether, a different discussion. What I'm saying is how Allah, when He decides to choose and make certain people the Imam, Allah will take them and make them up to that stage. Whereas the hidayat that we get is that direction. Here, go this, do this, don't do this, and it will take to them. The kind of guidance. My understanding is that there is a wide range of stages. From the time you say the first level of guidance up to that final level of guidance, there are different stages. And whilst it may be possible for us to get very high in that stage, it will not be possible for us to get to the higher stage. Because the higher stage is reserved for those who Allah has appointed as messengers, as people who are responsible for even their simple thoughts. Right? And their actions are an evidence to us, are proof to us that we can do that. Their deeds, their words, and therefore they are, to become an Imam requires that level of, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted. Again, when we come to Adalat, we'll discuss that, we will inshallah sometime discuss that why, who and what, did they become Imams and on what grounds and all that.
Are we saying here that all of them are not Imams? Obviously?
All Prophets are not Imams. All Prophets are not Imams. All Rasuls are not Imams.
So somehow Nabi Ibrahim earned it, because he passed the test.
But
we said that was not him, that Mahun is not referring to him name. Atammahun does not refer to.
For Atammahun, that means Allah finished all His tests.
So khair, he somehow earned it, eh?
But he earned it, Ajwa. That is the other thing that I want to discuss. Like I said, you see, ek hadith here, when we understand that, we'll try and understand then we'll come back to Dhurriyati and Malimin. The hadith refers to Prophet Ibrahim particularly, right? And that hadith is in Al-Kafi, on Sadiq alayhi salam. Inna Allah Azza wa Jal. I think I've said this hadith before, but we'll look at this hadith from a different perspective now. Inna Allah Azza wa Jal ittakhadha Ibrahim abdan qabla an yattakhidahu nabiyya. وإن الله عز وجل اتخذ إبراهيم نبيا قبل أن يتخذه رسولا. وإن الله عز وجل اتخذ إبراهيم رسولا قبل أن يتخذه خليلا. وإن الله عز وجل اتخذ إبراهيم خليلا قبل أن يتخذه إماما. قبل أن يجعله إماما. سوري.
خليل
right? نعم. Ayatollah Tabatabai spends at least 1.5 pages discussing this hadith of him. Right? Why? He says, ittakhadha abda. What is abd?
Servant.
Huh? Slave. Servant. Worship. You can translate it in so many ways. Who are you? Are you abd?
Inshallah.
Am I not an abd? Is this word abd the same as me and as Prophet Ibrahim? The difference is that one stage, everybody is abd. Surah Maryam 94, the verse that I recited, وَإِن كُلُّ مَنْ آتَ الرَّحْمَانَ إِلَّا عَبْدَ. Everybody. Everybody, whether I agree or not, whether I believe or not, on the day of judgment, I will be classified as Abdullah. Whether I am a believer, I am not a believer, whether I have even thought of religion or not, on that day, I will fit under the category of Abdullah. So this is one general category of Abd. The other special category of Abd is where Allah accepts your ibadat and says, ittakhadahu abd. Allah chose you as an Abd. So it is good enough to be labeled generally, generic sense, that we are Abd. But then there is that one stage where Allah has specifically mentioned certain prophets, chosen prophets of His, as Abd. And that Abd is different from that Abd. Definitely. They can't be the same. The difference is that there is one Abd who is an Abd whether he knows it or not. The other is an abd knowing it and is reflected in every action. That is the difference. So what we have to do in order to be recognized as abd, it's good enough that we call ourselves abd, but to be recognized as abd is to make sure that in every deed and action in our life, we reflect the fact that we are abd. Then only then can Allah recognize us that yes, not only did you just say, not only did you just war an abd, but you actually displayed the qualities of the actions. Any questions before I go? Al-Furqan is such a good one. وعباد الرحمن سورة الفرقان فرقان آية نمبر 63. سورة الفرقان فرقان 25. سورة نمبر 25 verse number 63. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. These are abd. Where Allah.
Does the word abd been used in the generic sense in the Quran at all?
In the generic sense. Surah Maryam 94.
He further said abd.
Abd. Abd. Open it.
Where is it? Which ayat is it? Sorry.
Further yashi and abd yashi. Wait to the verses.
Okay. Maryam 94.
1993, 1994. So that is a different option, you're saying, right?
إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آت الرحمن عبد. Now if you want to look at the verses that have mentioned Al-Kahf ni Beli Ayat, Al-Hadid ni Naumi Ayat, Al-Jinn ni Ognis ni Ayat, all these verses have mentioned prophets as Abd. So that Abd is a different Abd. And this Abd is a different Abd. See, if you look at Kahf, which is 18:1, huh? Why should we go to? I mean, we know Ashhadu anna Tashahud ma Ashhadu anna Muhammadan. Abd. That abd is not just ke first qualification ke abd hai, pehla parshid hai. Abd to badai chhe. That has to be beyond what we know is or understand in the generic sense of abd. Hey, any questions before I go ahead? The current understanding of the verse is referring to Ibrahim, Ishaq and Yaqub. Where they were all imams. But of course we know that Ahl al-Bayt we enter read the same verses, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَادُونَ بِأَمْرِنَ. Right?
He made people like the religious strong. This was a subject of an argument I had with them. But the only thing is, prove to me that this is the same Imam. Your Imam and the Imam referred to in the Quran is the same. That link, إِنُوْ دَلِيلْ مَنَيْ عَمْ strong. Imam no darjo. It is natural from the Quran that Ibrahim was a prophet then became an imam. So obviously there was some sort of promotion. My problem with your thinking is how do you then extend it and extrapolate to your own imam? Just because you have called him imam. For example, imam ogana chhe, imam namaz no imam chhe.
That's true.
Imam apro koi moto leader thai ja, ye imam chhe, imam main for example, right? અમે પણ અમારા મેઇન ઓથર્સ ને ઇમામ બોલાવે છે, ઇમામ ગઝાલી છે, ઇમામ બધા છે. હાઉ આર યુ પીપલ પુટિંગ ધ સેમ ક્વોલિટીઝ ઓન ટુ યોર 12 ઇમામ્સ ધેટ આર ઇન ધોઝ? જેટલી
બધી કુરાનમાં નહીં હોય,
નથી ને ઓબ્વિયસલી. ઇમામ્સ કેમ આફ્ટર એની દલીલ તું મને આપો? ધીઝ ઇમામ્સ આર દે નોટ જસ્ટ લાઈક અવર ઇમામ હંબલ એન્ડ માલિક એન્ડ શાફી? વોટ ઇઝ ધેટ ડિવાઇન લિંક ફોર ધેમ? તો મને કીધું કે ડિવાઇન એપોઇન્ટમેન્ટ અલી ઇબ્ન અબી તાલિબનું જે છે એમાંથી અમે એક્સટેન્ડ કરે છે, રાઈટ? કે વી બિલીવ અલી ઇબ્ન અબી તાલિબ વોઝ ડિવાઇનલી એપોઇન્ટેડ બીકોઝ ઓફ સર્ટન સીર ઓફ વર્સિસ, સર્ટન વર્સિસ. વન ઇન આઈ ફોર સોલો ફઈદા ફરખત નહીં ને ફઈદા ફરખત ફંસબ આઈ ટોલ્ડ યુ ધેટ ઇઝ એન આયત ઓન ધ ધેટ ડેફિનેટ
ડિક્લેરેશન
ઓફ ધ પ્રોફિટ વોઝ ડ્યુ ટુ અ મિસઅન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડિંગ અબાઉટ ધ ડિવિઝન ઓફ પુટિન. ક્લાસિક સુન્ની. You know, where just before Hajj, right,
yeah,
the Prophet sent Imam Ali, yeah, to Najran, to the people of Najran, to collect the booty which was agreed on. Every year the Christians of Najran, after they lost Mubaila, were going to donate booty, not booty, armor and some war machine, swords and that. So he went to pick it up and Prophet went to Hajj. And then the idea was they would meet up in Hajj. So some of the companions with Imam Ali tried on some of the armor pieces and all that, and they were distributing it before the Prophet had seen it. Imam Ali Balani Sahib Allah Kadhi Utar, take it off. You have no right to appropriate these pieces to the Prophet. So they came to the Prophet and complained that he talked to us as if I'm a nana mansoshi. I'm a senior mansoshi, we should not be talked to like that. So the Prophet, to calm down the situation, said, Man kuntu maulahu fahadani. Whoever's friend I am, this Ali is also their friend, so respect him. Don't look down on him. That's the classic Sunni interpretation of the Mawla.
I think it's an interesting point. I know that link maybe found from
Amankut Bolam, I explained it quite
this way,
if you ask
Well, since we are on the concept of wilaya, maulaya, this is the word from the concept of wilaya. Very briefly, wilaya is a very deep concept. Wilaya means authority. Wilaya means mastership. Right? Now, this is a very deep concept in Shia thought. It is not as easy as calling somebody Mawla, because Mawla is even starting from Allah, we call Mawla, up to a local Mawlana, we call a Mawlana. Right? Why do we call him a Mawlana? You know what is Mawlana? Our Mawla. Right? Our Mawla is in you have authority over us. That's what it literally means.
Even slaves are called Mawla.
Slaves are called? Their masters are called
Mawla.
That is Walik.
Is Mawla Chere?
No, he is Mawla. That's
Ana
Mawla.
Same word, Ana Mawla. I am your Mawla.
A slave master relationship is the master who is the Mawla?
Both are Mawla.
That's a friend.
So, Joyce Hadith Ma, Imam was with his retainers. I can have a translate the word Mawla as retainer. The Imam was being supported by his two retainers. Imam was like, and he was sweating, and then he was resting on his two Mawla, two retainers. What if you died like this? Even Mawla is even sir,
okay. Actually,
Imam
Zaman,
Mustafa,
Friday.
Mawla, Arif,
Mawla. Now,
by his link,
Ayatullah Tabatabai says, now wilaya. You got to understand wilaya. Ayatullah Tabatabai says that wilaya is it only happens, and this is why I want you to refer to the verse Surah Al-A'raf, verse 196. And at the same time, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 72-73 that we were looking at this number. So it is 7196 and 21-72-73. Keep these two verses together, you will see the connection.
Which is the other one?
21-72-73. Now, in Surah Al-A'raf 196, Allah is saying, إِنَّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهُ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْكِتَابِ وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. يَتَوَلَّ at least.
God.
At-tawalli is to give mastership. At-tawalli is to sort of make them awliya. Right? And who are the salihin? Who will become awliya. Right? As is described in 21-72-73.
Wa habna lahu ishaq wa ya'qub. Is it not translated here? Here they say he guards the virtuous ones.
يتولى الصالحين.
The word صالحين connects to it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. صالحين وجعلناهم أئمة. Because Ayatullah Tabatabai believes that when Allah decides to take or وَاتَّخَذَهُ عَبْدًا, to take somebody, to recognize somebody as an abd, right? That is the concept of wilaya. When a prophet, even an ordinary prophet, right? When Allah recognizes him as Abd, وَاتَّخَذَهُ عَبْدًا, right? That is when Allah has given him wilayah. That is his contention, that is his evidence, using this verse and that verse, and putting everything together. And he says, this is the whole picture. Now, last thing, I know we're getting late, short of time. How long is it? 8:45, I think.
Just start the second side of the table.
What is the difference between a Nabi and a Rasul?
We can continue.
Sorry? shows to God. A new code
of life.
A new code of life, Rasul. And the bee is. Is that the general law in Yusuf? The difference between a Nabi and a Rasul.
That's what we teach him.
A Rasul brought a prompt message.
Revised message. Ayatollah Tabatabai says in this discussion, when he discusses this, the difference between a Nabi and a Rasul is that in the mode of wahi, revelation, a Nabi would not see the angels, whereas a Rasul would see the angels. That's his. He must have got it from somewhere, of course. Allama Tabatabai could not have said this from anywhere. He hasn't given any evidence to the fact that there is this hadith or that hadith. But he says that a Nabi yara fil manam wa Rasul yushahid al malak.
One just gets the command in dreams.
In dreams. Yara fil manam, that is, in dreams. This virtual world, he sees the angels, he might see, but that is yara fil manam, in his sleep. Whereas yushahid al malak is a Rasul. It is the messenger of Rasul who. And mind you, a Rasul are not only Ulul Azam who brought the messages. Right? A Rasul would be more than just the five Azam. And therefore, that classification, a Rasul is somebody who brings a message, or a wise message. Ulul Azam were people who brought me like quotes, and Ulul Azam were universal prophets for the whole world. This is the distinction of Ulul Azam. But the distinction that Ayatollah Tabatabai makes as far as a Nabi and a Rasul is concerned is that the Nabi would see in his dream or virtual world, and the Rasul, Yushahid al Malak, would see his own eyes in the
dream. Well, for one time, in one of the discussions I had with this guy, he was saying, not only the classic Amari ayat, Shaykh, number 3 days, Namah Azan, what we say. It's based on the ayat of Quran that says, Innama waliyukum Allah.
Rasulullah
bin Awam. He was just saying, he was using. He said, according to this verse, all the believers are wali.
No, but the word then qualifies it,
right? And those are extra. Those are additions to that. There are five groups, not three.
No, it's not
really
wrong. This guy's another
person.
Wahum raki'un, ne? No,
raki'un is the word, ne? Surah Al-Ma'idah
555.
In fact, Alladina yuqimuna does not have wow before it.
555.
إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا. والذين آمنوا كونش الذين يؤمنون. واو وكرش.
كا. إيه كه والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة. إيه شن إكشة. بشي ويؤتون الزكاة. I mean, there are wows here that split this thing.
You see, the waw al-abd normally.
There are those believers who pray salat, who namaz pray. And they are, and then also your wali, the believers who give zakat while they are in ruku. And even Ali ibn Abi Talib is a singular person, while this ayat is in plural. So I pointed him to Mubahila.
Yeah.
Rasul.
Ta'ala.
Ladies ma, women ma. He brought one of
them. And he like, I just wondered if there was something there. Kaja Sharh al-Lum'a Jale Kartaya. Lum'a and Sharh al-Lum'a. These are the books of fiqh. When we're doing that. This is written by an ordinary man. I mean, when I say an ordinary man, I mean he's not a ma'asum. A great scholar. Shaheed al-Awwal, Shaheed al-Thani. These are the people who wrote Juma. And Lum'ah mein andar, the key to understanding Lum'ah is to understand that this law is connecting to which one? The Arabic one, isn't it? The most difficult thing is to make a atif al-ma'atuf shi. A waw al-atuf shi. And, jubisi ma'fa pabraish. Right? Now, this end is referring to the word or the clause immediately preceding it, or no, it goes back to a whole page before. Lum'ama literally, that waw goes back to a whole page before it. Literally, you will see the teacher will tell you, okay, now we have finished this, now this waw, this ma'atuf is ala atifi, then you go back to one page back and say this. Wash your face and nose and ears and feet. Now that feet is not part of the face. But the nose and ears are part of the face. So then that means this word is going back to wash. You understand what I mean? Just to give you an example. Right? And that is the key to understanding. Now, how do we understand? We understand it from teachers. Otherwise, we cannot understand. I mean, ordinary person, I have a book, once in a long time, can you somebody want to hear it? Wow, how to change it? Right? And you think it is, because in English...
The movie was written by the man who was sentenced to death.
That he wrote it in a week.
Yeah, he wrote it in 1 week. The last page is written in blood.
Lum'ah al-Damishqiyya.
Yeah.
Shayd al-Awwal.
Shayd al-Awwal. Last page is written in blood, yeah?
I don't know about that, but I know he told
me. In Baghdad.
Damascus.
Damascus.
Siyam al-Shahid al-Awwal and al-Shahid al-Thani. Al-Shahid al-Thani wrote 10 volumes of the first one. Imagine, he was also killed. The Shahid al-Thalib is in India. Right?
Shustarayat.
In any case,
such a compressed book. You can't read the original, it has to be written
in the Sharf. 10, not 10, we got 10 Sharf.
Yeah, the original book. 10,
like, you know, student, Shahid al-Thani was a student of Shahid al-Awwal.
Yeah.
And he took the original book and he said, this will need an explanation. So, Sharf, he wrote it in 10 volumes. Now, today there are Sharf of Sharf. That is the kind of language that scholars were writing.
Yeah, to compress.
They were writing at a level that of their own understanding, yeah. For their people.
Okay, so we come back to this one.
I think without the waw, it makes it very clear that Alladina is qualifying the Amanu. Right? The combination between Salat and Zakat is a trend that is established in the Quran in so many places.
The only thing that remains is Wahum Raki'un.
Wahum Raki'un is a state, is a hal.
Alladina is a plural.
Alladina is a plural.
And also, Wahum Rakyun is plural.
Plural.
So why is it only referring to Ali ibn Abi Talib?
That you just hear the answer. Allah uses the style of putting plural when there are only one person. It's a stylistic way, I don't know.
Refer to my message, is it?
Rasul obviously is Rakyun.
Some verses are specific.
Rasul mentioned Garitia, Rasul, Epatia, Mu'minun.
But the
no ki aama Sunni books ma chhe Imam Ali rasam chhe
ye ke peghambar khud baitha tha ina hai par
Ali ibn Abi Talib hai en argument dia
to hum baitha tha bas
ye
ke
hai I have to look for the huh
where is proof to from
the hadith text I didn't have with me na exactly all I know is that happened
o ma chhe she din chhe kutiya ma chhe
so what no, like Imam Ali was praying, and this man asked for alms.
Yeah.
And then he left the mosque in disgust, saying, "Oh God, bear witness that I came to your mosque, I'm leaving empty handed." There, Imam Ali offered the finger to them. He understood, he removed the ring.
I don't think the Prophet could have been there.
I don't think the Prophet
was there. Unless he came out and he said, Peshawar,
Hasan. Those are the best to find this. Peshawar nights, right path from Yandar, full details of the hadith that is mentioned in their books as well. Of the event, right? لا ينالوا أحد الظالمين. We shall look at it next time.
Next week.
Oh yeah, next week. Can I watch you Monday? We're taking a break of 2 weeks.
No,
Namaz will continue.
If we're not continuing after the month, can we finish this?
Shia to kai nikas.
Huh?
Shia to kai nikas.
Kai
nikas. Let's finish it. Yeah. I think so. Let's pray. But just minute, namaz pashi besu. Wanda shu gani? Yeah? Sorry about this. Right. لا ينال أحد الظالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He appoints Prophet Ibrahim, says, إِنِّي جَعَلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. I am going to make you an imam for the people. And Prophet Ibrahim immediately asks, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. What about my descendants? And Allah says, fine, from your descendants as well, but لا ينال أحد الظالمين. Now, what is ظلم? And what does Allah mean when He says ظالمين? Right? First of all, ظلم is referred to any act that is considered an unjust one. It may be, you see, you know the word darkness is also from ظلم. Lack of light, darkness is called ظلم. So, you got to understand the semantics of the word. Okay, ظلم, somebody who speaks lies is also doing a ظلم to some degree. And when Allah negates that this particular promise of imamat will not be given to ظالمين, to any kind of ظلم, there is no degree of severity ki aya extreme zalim je chhe je dakna tarike raja zulm karto hoy e zalim chhe ki koi manas khali potana nafs upar zulm karto. Zalimin is a general term, and when Allah says this imamat, this promise of imamat will not be granted to a zalim, it will not be granted to zalim of any level, right? Therefore Ayatullah Tabatabai maintains that this particular verse is the verse that proves, again bearing in mind that the imam is imam, that proves the ismat of the deity. Right? That when we say that this imamat is from the descendant of Prophet Ibrahim, and this imamat is the office of Imam Ali al-Islam and all the rest 11 imams, these 12 imams, they are not from the Zalims. That means there is not simple speck of ظلم coming from their lives. Ayatullah Tabatabai mentions an interesting story. He says, our teachers, rahmatullahi alayhim, that is his teachers, right? Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhim, had classified ظلم, ظالم, into four kinds, four different categories. And these four different categories is not related to categories of deeds and actions, is related to rather the level of, as we say, ظلم. One is a person who performs or who is a zalim the whole of his life. Right? Two, exactly opposite, a person who is never a zalim whole life. Three, a person who is zalim first and then repents. He maybe first early years of his life, maybe more than half of his life, whatever it is, but he is the first Azalid, and then he depends to become a good person. Or fourth, he says Azalid last, that means a good person can become, that is the opposite of this, can become Azalid towards the end of his life. These are the four descriptions, as you say, relative to time scale, Kezalik on watch. Now, Prophet Ibrahim, when he was asking for the brother, obviously, he was not asking for Imamat for this person who was a Zalim the whole of his life, nor was he asking for the person who died as a Zalim. Apparently, I mean, we all know he wouldn't ask for such a high post to be given to somebody, even though he is from his descendants, to either this or this, which leaves the two of this. And it is Allah who says, لا ينالو أحد الظالمين. Right? Here there is no zulm. Somebody who has never done any zulm in his life, there is no question of him ever being a zalim. So when Allah is talking of a zalim, He is in fact talking of only this, because Ibrahim would not have asked for this or this. Do you understand? How do scholars think?
What about, why did Ibrahim ask? Anything about him? He just saw an opportunity.
Ask. It's like Prophet Maryam Nima, if you remember. Prophet Maryam Nima. Bibi Maryam Nima. Bibi Maryam Nima, inni u'iduha wa dhurriyataha. It's like, you know, when she had asked for somebody as a sacrifice to the Masjid al-Aqsa, right? And then she delivered a baby girl. She says, I have delivered a baby girl, but you know that a girl is not the same as a boy. And then she says, وَإِنِّي أُعِيدُهَا وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. I seek your protection. I seek refuge in you. For her and for her descendants from Shaitan. It's the kind of dua that everybody would do, okay, for my children, for my descendants. There is no special reason why I have to. But in retrospect, if you look, then you can know, okay, Imamu are from the descendants of Prophet Ibrahim. It can be anybody, right? It has to be a descendant of
any special regard, there are particular lineage or both.
Why?
Prophets both in a lineage. From him directly,
from
all the Jewish.
Father of prophets, no?
No, Jewish prophets, Arab prophets.
Okay. Why does it have to be only from his lineage? I mean, prophets came from other lineages. Allah could have done it. There's nothing that says it's excluded from that.
I don't know what to do that.
No, he will have it, but it doesn't mean nobody else will. I mean, the lineage, the prophets came from his lineage. It doesn't mean they didn't come anywhere else. There's nothing that says they couldn't.
No.
Or even Imams.
Chunk of the prophets came from the lineage. Doesn't mean that there were no prophets from other lineage. There are.
And Imams, maybe.
No.
We're not just talking about our 12 Imams, we're talking about general Imams. There could have been, no?
Not that the ones mentioned in the Quran are all from the lineage of the ones mentioned. And must bear in mind that from the time Prophet Ibrahim up to the time of Prophet Muhammad, 5,000 years, right? So how many prophets have come? Again, the numbers are very debatable. Pehla vadare aaya, pachhi vadare aaya. So,
the other one to the point to about this angels not coming to the Nabis.
Maybe in the context, messages were brought directly, I don't know.
he doesn't say where he got that from. Just that he said
it. Yeah, that's why there are certain things, even in the conclusion of this particular ayah, right? But in the conclusion, Kali Vankidani, Ayatollah Tabatabaini, makes me feel I haven't read his evidence. For example, he says, Allama Tabatabai says that we can conclude safely, and he lists down 7 points that we learn from this verse, that Al-Imama Maj'ula. Al-Imama Maj'ula, Maj'ula at the appointment, because Allah appointed Ja'iluka Linnasi Imama. I am making you, right? So Imamat is an appointed post, it's not an elected post. Then he says, Al-Imam yajib an yakuna ma'asuman bil-ism al-ilahiyya, which is understandable, again, la yanalu ahdu al-zalimin, right? So he must be a ma'asum, fair enough. These 2 points I can agree with. Then he says, this is a conclusion, he comes from this verse, and I don't understand how he comes to this conclusion. He says, al-ard wa fiha al-nas la takhlu al-imam al-haq. That the earth will never be void of a true imam. Right? Now, I can understand Prophet Ibrahim asked women Duriyati. But that does not mean that there will be an imam in every generation of his descendants. Right? Then it says, أعمال العباد غير محجوبة عن علم الإمام. Allama Tabatabai is saying this. Ah, and again, I say this is just for information purposes. The reason why I am not discussing this now is because I cannot understand how he came to this conclusion. He does not give any evidence. He says, we take from this, we learn from this, that the deeds of the people are open to the Imam. They are not hidden from the Imam. Right? So there are certain things that either he is assuming things that I am not aware of, I mean, it is possible, or he is slightly digressing from discussing only related to the verses into discussing imamat in a broader sense.
Did he discuss in this one
verse? Ah, ekos.
I'm not discussing Ambiya verse.
Ah, kay Ambiya. Surat al-Ambiya nahi. Surat al-Ambiya nahi. He brings those verses, you know, he says, at the end of the whole discussion, which I said, this ek verse in the dot ke be paan discussion, but at the end he says, وَيَظْهَرْ مِمَّا تَقَدَّمْ أُمُورْ, from what we have discussed, and that is the conclusion statement.
Maybe that is involving other verses,
yeah. What we have discussed
within
our again, see, this is why I'm saying, it doesn't refer to this particular verse, it refers to probably the discussion of Imam in general. Right? And therefore, I don't want to sort of discuss it here until I understand the evidence for all this.
What was the one before when he said there won't be an imam, there won't be a generation without an imam?
There won't be people. Al-ard wa fiha an-nas, as long as people live on this earth.
But does that mean not one instant or not one generation, for example?
Not one instant.
And then there will never be a time when there is no imam.
Yes.
Not one instant.
Yes, that's what it means.
So before Nabi Ibrahim became an imam, 2 days before that was imam.
I see hadith said, Allah is Rahmat to stop there. So Imam to now, then you Rahmat now.
Hadith mache. Hadith mache. I wo tumhe kaun sa aapre jo look, let me just give you a brief idea. Imamat mein jo discussion che, right? It is, I have these cassettes by Sayyid Kamal Haidari discussing on the philosophical aspect of Tawheed, Adalat, Imam and all that. Tawheed ni andar any basic issue which come to around 110 lectures, right, on Tawheed. Ni Adalat ni andar biji basic issue which is slightly more, 125 to 130 lectures. But Imamat Niyandar, any Darachit Tran series Shia, which come to around a total of 180 lectures. Or you can imagine just from that, Imamat for Kitlu, Imamat Al Imam Al Wilay, right? The Kitlu Batu Bahsasay. Natame, when you go to scholars, when you talk to any scholar, especially scholars who understand, this kind of philosophical concepts, right? You will get the feeling ki amari je imam ni samaj che ne yelo typical hindu samaj che ne peer ni relationship each which kind nothing beyond that, right? Which is not the right. We got to understand and appreciate ki imam kevi ritna imam thya shama te imam thya ne kai jat ni taakato che kai hasti che.
Maybe we should be talking about that instead of home.
Oh, excuse me.
No, I mean,
one step at a time. Yeah, definitely. We'll get there. We'll get there. As long as we are consistent in such classes, we'll get everywhere. Adal ma, tawhid ma, kaike. You see, the whole thing is, as you go deeper into philosophy, you need to establish a firm background, a firm. It's pointless me telling you that the Imam was so and so in his knowledge, and you would say, yeah, but does Allah also have that? For example, you understand, you got to have gradually slope or rise that. But chunk ma etlu samjhiyo ke apro ne imam ni samaj hal ma evo chhe ke je rite ape koi peer ne puja kare ne evi rite chhe. You know, I don't know if you understand the Indian culture, peer puja etle shu, right? Peer puja is just that sacredness that will give sanctity to a being. Every machine knows that. But if we understand the essence of the Imam, kon hata, kewa hata, kevi taakat hati, kevi samaj hati,
asant. The conclusions are based on other verses.
I think so. It's more a general conclusion for you see, he doesn't list on other verses included. Yeah, 71, 72, Abhiyani, he discussed Kera. Which verses he discussed Kera? 86 discussed Kera. All these verses come up within the discussion. Yeah, understand. But this is in brief the Zalimeen, La Yanalu Ahd Zalimeen. તમે યાદ રહી જાય એટલું કે ટૂંકમાં કે કાલ સવારે કોઈ તમે પૂછા કરે કે ઇસ્મત ની આયત ક્યાં છે, યુ કેન રિમેમ્બર કે ઇટ શૂટ્સ ઓફ ફ્રોમ ધીસ પર્ટિક્યુલર વર્સ. પછી કેવી રીતના ડેવલપ થાય છે, ડિફરન્ટ કોમેન્ટેટર્સ ડેવલપ ઇટ ડિફરન્ટલી, ઇટ સ્ટાર્ટ્સ ફ્રોમ ધીસ પર્ટિક્યુલર વર્સ કે ઇમામ વોઝ કોન પ્રોફેટ ઇબ્રાહીમ હુ વોઝ અપોઇન્ટેડ ઇન ઇમામ એન્ડ અલ્લાહ સેડ નો દુલ નો દાલ, રાઈટ? એન્ડ ધેરફોર ધ ઇમામ્સ આર right. Any questions? Zainab, calendar
is? It's interesting here, sir, Mustafa, just while he's getting that.
Sure.
That on the commentary on that verse they were talking about in the Bible, it says, and as for Ismail, behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget. And as for Ismail, 12 princes shall he beget. In the commentary.
Commentary?
It's in the Bible. I'm saying Genesis.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And they have nothing for Ismail. Everything is under Isaac. So if you ask them for Ismail, who are these 12 princes, they don't have an answer.
Bible not cheap yet, there is no Bible over them.
Genesis chapter 17, verse 20.
Is Ismail, Prophet Ismail mentioned in as an imam?
Ismail? Yeah. Ishaq na Yaqub chen?
Ismail imam na?
Imam Khabarat, he's not mentioned at
Ismail.
Right. Next Monday there is Majlis, and the Monday thereafter there is Majlis. So we are looking at the bank holiday.
Home delivery.
Monday 29th bank holiday. You guys are out?
Sure.
Sure. Sure. Monday 29th, 9:16
the time that you do. Ah, 7:00
Yeah? 7:00 to 9:00 we have to finish in the month. It's a particular.